Could have sworn you didn't say something.
And I might have said that. It could have happened. It could have happened, but I wasn't aware of it. So the senator from Butler, I said, do you think that my pickup, my diesel pickup, does more damage to the road than the senator from Butler's?
No, actually, I really don't think so. I think that I was talking more about in general. Generally, you kind of think of semi-trucks
driving diesel. Right,
Not that many passenger vehicles probably use diesel, although there are some. Yeah.
Well, but would you think it would be unfair then for me to have to pay more because I drive a diesel?
Somewhat fair.
But why? I mean, why would that be fair?
Yeah, you're probably somewhat unfair, but I would just say...
Somewhat unfair. Well, I will tell you this.
I guess if you'd like calculate the total fairness... probably
we already pay more because of the federal taxes already. Yeah. But I will tell you this, I have a lot of diesel trucks. And I know we explored this idea last year, and I just want to clarify this a little bit, and I'll probably sit down and be quiet. But the fact of the matter is that as your plate, you know, the more that you weight that you carry, the higher the cost of your plate is. Obviously, if you drive a 6,000-pound plate versus an 80,000-pound plate, there's an extreme difference in the cost. So therefore, I am compensating for that additional weight. There's also the factor that says that your whatever car that you drive that may get 25 or 30 miles to the gallon, the trucks that I drive get 3 or 4 miles to the gallon. So I am paying a lot more per gallon because of the amount of miles that I travel. So I'm paying a very high price to travel on those roads. So I'm just trying to eliminate your concerns about us not paying our fair share on traveling on the roads.
I have to tell you, you know, what you're saying, those are true facts. I'm just simply saying that I was exploring whether or not it would be better to have a differential in this bill. We've decided, I'm pretty sure, that we're not going to push for that. He doesn't want it. You don't want it. So it's a moot issue.
So we're kind of a moot point. I just wanted to make sure that we clarified that. So I appreciate that because I know that was kind of, at last year, that was a point of contention. That you wanted to see a little more put on the diesel side of the tax, and so at this point you're okay.
Well, it's just that if the people are going to decide, then they can, you know, make a decision that they can live with. And I'm a populist. I believe that the people, you know, the will
but
of the people
is. Voting. You're not going to be voting to support this.
I'm not going to vote to support it because I'm also a Republican. And
can you read that again? Could you read that? Yeah, read that platform. Read that platform for me one more time. I'd like to hear that one more time.
Yeah. No, that's okay.
Read the platform for me.
No, that's okay. I already did.
Oh, well, I just wanted to explore that. If we need,
I'll give you a copy of it, though. I mean, love.
Well, I'd be glad. We can discuss this in the rear of the chamber.
Sure. So.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator from Cole, for what purpose do you rise?
Senator from Butler.
Senator from Butler, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Sorry, I saw you standing up. I didn't think you were going to stand up, so that's why I jumped
that's
in
right.
Real quick. Hey, I just wanted to tell you that I know you have worked hard for many years on the transportation issue, and it's
you as well.
Well, but it's a very complicated, hard to.
It is.
It's hard for just people to sit here and listen and understand how massive the problem is and how many decades and a century almost it took us to unfortunately get to the point we're at. But I appreciate you working on something that sounds like could have others at least you know, in the agreement to where they would let it go before the people. The amount of money, I heard that talked about earlier between you and the senator from Buchanan, I understand, and I know you know better than anybody the impact that will have. And it is a substantive impact, and you let Missourians decide. Because as you and I have talked, and the press has asked me and has asked you, the problem just doesn't go away. Just because we're out of money, you just don't shut your roads down.
You know, we have a fiduciary duty. I talked to that lawyer with the senator from Jefferson. Anybody who thinks that they're in this building don't think they have a fiduciary duty to protect the assets of the citizens of Missouri, you are misleading yourselves. And another thing, some of this rhetoric we're talking about, this money's not in the budget. You know, people make references to raising taxes for the budget. You know where these taxes go. They go straight, they're appropriated when they're collected, and they go to build highways and bridges.
Well, I know that the department will do a good job along with the commission should voters
That's
pass
correct.
This. The new federal highway bill that finally got passed after 10 years and 30-something extensions finally got passed in December of this year gave the department at least a five-year certainty.
That's
right. That's the first time they've had that kind of certainty. And so if you take that certainty they're now dealing with, along with if Missourians should decide this is appropriate, it'll go a long way to helping a lot of our big problems. And I just want to thank you for, you've done a ton of work on this, and I know how much is involved in that, and I just want to let you know I appreciate that.
Well, I just want to say once again, the committee in transportation stuck with this thing because they took the time to understand it. They stuck with this thing all the way through, and I appreciate it so much. And you know how important it is to have your committee members on board.
You know what? Your committee members tell me that you're the best chairman of transportation we've had in a decade.
Well,
now, I don't know how they came up with that, but that's what they say.
They might be looking for shorter committee meetings or something. I'm not really sure.
Oh, that might be it.
I would have to look into that.
Efficient. You run efficient committees.
Yeah.
So I just want to tell you thank you. I'm happy to be a resource for whatever you need moving forward, and I appreciate you trying to come to something that more members can live with as somewhat of a compromise position.
Well, and I'm just always going to say this. Who used a road or bridge to get here today?
I'm sorry?
Who here used a road or bridge to get here today?
Well, everybody did.
Everybody does. So what are we going to do if we don't have them? So I'm going to stick with that. Thank you so much.
I think the senator from St. Genevieve, he has his own helicopter, so he probably flew in. But all of us other little people had to drive in.
You know, you actually could come from Poplar Bluff without using a road or bridge, and not an airplane. You can take a boat.
Yeah. Actually, as a guy who's still associated with a dealership, I'm really against anything to repair our roads because I love fixing cars. That struts wear out on front hubs, tires.
Wear out those wheels.
That's all good stuff.
Front end parts and mufflers. Yeah.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion. Senator from Phelps, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment.
Send your amendment forward.
I move for a waiver of the reading. It has been distributed.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. I'm sorry, did you say it has been distributed?
It has been distributed, and I move for its adoption.
Senator, would you care to explain your amendment?
This is one way we can build 30% more roadway with the money that we have. And I had a very short discussion with the bill sponsor related to this idea, and because I didn't have much time prior to. But anyway, it does a repeal of the prevailing wage law related to this section of law, as much that Oklahoma and Kansas has done, and we always think they got great roads. So that's what it does, and I'll try to answer any questions.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Phelps. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Butler, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, inquire the senator.
Senator from Phelps, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I don't think this is legal because it's on federal highway dollars.
This is on federal dollars we're talking about.
I'm sorry. I know.
Yeah.
And I don't think you could be building federal highways or spending money on federal highways and repealing the prevailing wage law.
I don't agree with you. Other states have done it.
Well, they may be building some other roads and not using federal money, but
they're building their interstate.
I'm not sure who you're talking about, but my counsel says that you can't do that.
Who says it?
My counsel.
Your counsel?
My counsel. Seal. Where are you from, anyway? Central Missouri? I'm from Southeast Missouri.
I can't.
My Cracker Jack staff.
Yeah.
How's that?
I think this is very legal.
Well,
I don't think there's a problem with it.
I'm here to tell you that I will have to oppose your amendment because of that.
Do what?
I will have to oppose your amendment because of that.
Okay.
I'm not saying you got a bad amendment. I'm just saying it won't work.
There'll probably be some other people have some opinions.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Further discussion. Senator from Barton, for what purpose do you rise?
May I inquire the senator from Phelps?
Senator, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thanks, Senator. And I was listening to your explanation. It was brief, but it was complete, I think. So have you estimated how much this could save the taxpayers of Missouri in terms of doing more bridge and more road work than if we didn't pass this?
From what I've read, and I've studied this a lot in the past, it's about 30% more miles of road or bridges.
So we could increase how many roads and bridges we repair or replace by as much as 30% if we pass this amendment.
Yes.
And it does prove to be legal.
It has in other states.
And it has been done in other states?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Senator. I appreciate you offering this. Because, obviously, that's what we're trying to do.
Right.
And I certainly am supportive of your amendment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Senator from Butler, for what purpose do you rise?
Speak on this amendment.
Proceed.
This amendment does violate the fact that you can't be paying anything less than prevailing wages on federally funded highways. So you need to keep that in mind.
Further discussion? Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from Butler.
Senator from Butler, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Good evening, Senator.
Good evening.
I
don't know if we've ever talked to each other before.
You know, I'm just really, yeah, this here. Is, a yeah, we have talked before. I could refresh your memory, but that's all right. We'll just,
were we this close?
You know us Irish, we never close? Forget. Yeah, we were this close.
All right.
But anyway.
Go for it.
What is it? This is, a, is this repealing prevailing wage?
That's not my amendment.
I know it.
That's the senator from
No,
Phelps.
Senator, I can. I read the name at the top of it. Okay. I see that. Well, that would virtually kill this?
Probably.
I would think so. Yeah. So, is it your opinion we're going to get anywhere this year in getting someplace in repairing our roads and bridges?
Yeah, I hope so. I tell you, I've been all over the state and a lot of other people, not just myself. You know, the senator from Cole was giving me a lot of accolades, but it's been a tremendous effort. Senator from Lewis, he gets asked about roads and bridges all the time. Agriculture. I mean, we got guys that's going to have a hard time getting their crops in and get them to the ports and different places they have to bring them. All the senators that sit on the transportation committee have told me numerous conversations they've had with people all over the place about roads and bridges and very concerned about them. The whole discussion, I think most everybody knows we've got to have roads and bridges.
Right.
The biggest discussion has just been how are we going to pay for it.
Right. And we have.
Well, I think this is the best chance, to answer your question, I think this is the best chance that we have. And you know what? The way I see it, for 92 years, the voters decided 92 years ago in 1924 that a motor fuel user tax is the way they were going to quit driving on mud and gravel 92 years ago.
Okay.
And that's how they fund highways and bridges. It does. The money does not go in the budget. The money is dedicated to go in to build roads.
Strictly for the roads
and
bridges.
Yeah, so the taxpayers have already spoken on this is how they want to fund our roads and bridges. So you know what? We get it through the House over here. It's going to be up to Missourians to decide whether or not they want to.
In through the Senate.
And I'm then sorry?
Get it through here.
Yeah, and get it through here. Well, we're going to get through here.
Not with this on it, I don't think, Senator.
No, well, that's probably not going to be on it when we get down here in a minute.
Well, I was just curious because, as you know, I don't know if you know today or not, was the rally day for the folks that this would most affect. There was 2,000 of them out there on the lawn.
All I know
guys
is
that build our bridges.
All
and our
I know
highways
is that we need
stuff.
Jobs, and I agree with you on that. We got to have jobs. We got to have people running excavators. We've got to get some roads and bridges built.
We do, but we have to have people that are qualified to do that.
No, I understand that. I'm not arguing that point.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you this amendment right here. You cannot exempt prevailing wage on federally funded highways. From my
Senator,
practice,
I support you in your. In your mission to sink this amendment, so.
I'm sorry?
I said I support you in your mission to sink this amendment.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you rise?
Bar the Senator from Phelps.
Senator from Phelps, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
You know, this your amendment is an interesting one.
Yeah,
I believe that it would stretch out the dollar, the usefulness of the dollars that would come in as a result of this, and help us to build even more bridges and roads. That's your intent, right?
Right.
My question is, if your amendment goes under the bill, what happens to the bill?
I would hope it would pass.
Okay.
That's the idea. We're going to build more roads.
Should you have a roll call on your amendment?
No. I'm willing to let the body decide what they want to do.
Okay. I just wanted to know. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Thank you. President.
Further discussion. Senator from St. Francois, for what purpose do you rise?
Speak against the amendment.
Proceed.
You know, we have an opportunity after all the discussion and debate to get a transportation bill passed. and would not want to see it get derailed at the last minute here with a well-intended but not a good amendment for this bill. I believe the senator from Butler is correct that we cannot have federally funded projects and not be abide by the prevailing wage. And so with that, Mr. President, I move that or ask that our colleagues do not accept this amendment on the bill. Thank you.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Senator from Phelps.
I close.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close. Okay. You've heard the motion of the senator from Phelps. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no.
No.
The noes appear to have it. The noes do have it. You have defeated Senate Amendment number one. We're back on the Senate substitute. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from Butler moves the adoption of Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 623. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 623. Senator from Butler.
Mr. President, I renew my motion for the adoption of Senate substitute for Senate Bill 623. I now move that Senate Bill 623 as amended by the Senate substitute be declared perfected and ordered printed.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Butler. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Butler. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have perfected the bill and ordered it printed. Senator from Cole. Senator from Cole. Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, Senate will go to the order of business of reports to standing committees, and I ask you to recognize me for a report.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Send the report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 786, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kehoe, Chairman.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate will go to order of business of Senate bills for perfection. I'd ask you to call the calendar.
Seeing no objection, we will be on the Senate Bills for Perfection formal calendar and Senate Bill 624, the Senator from Butler.
Mr. President, could we stand at recess just for about 2 minutes or 1 minute? My folder ended up, and I'll be right back.
Let's go to the Senator, the floor leader for a second, Senator from Cole.
President. May I inquire of you?
You may inquire of me.
Mr. President, is it within the Senate rules to sing happy birthday to somebody whose birthday is today?
That's really never been done before, and I think that would be, I think it'd be inappropriate.
It'd be inappropriate?
Right.
What about if we serve birthday cake on everybody's desk that was like a cake that had a picture of a stealth airplane on top of it that you really couldn't see because mm-hmm. it has a stealth airplane.
Yeah, that,
so it wouldn't be against the rules because you wouldn't see it.
Right, that'd probably work.
It would. That's appropriate?
But the cake is gone. So
the cake's gone?
Right, it's been eaten.
Nobody could see it. How could it be gone? Mr. President, we are going to wait for the folder to show up, but we are going to go to the order of business of announcements in case anybody has a few announcements, but that I don't want to lure the body into believing.
Actually, Senator from Cole, the Senator from Butler does have the floor because we did call his bill.
I'm sorry.
So he
Senator from Butler has the floor.
Right.
Good observation. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Thank you. Senator from Butler?
I seen that stealth cake. Earlier, I anticipated it not being real since it was stealth, but it was real. Mr. President, I move the Senate Bill 624 be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Butler.
Mr. President, I now move the Senate Bill 624 be declared perfected and ordered print.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Mr. President, Senate Bill 624 adds an element to the crime of fraudulent procurement of a credit or debit device. Under the new element, a person will commit a Class A misdemeanor if he or she knowingly possesses a fraudulent obtained credit or debit device. This issue was brought to my attention, Mr. President, by law enforcement. Officers from many agencies are coming into contact with individuals who possess credit and or debit cards of other people. For example, a lot of our road officers are finding multiple cards belonging to other people during arrests for other violations. At casinos, gaming officers are coming into contact with individuals at casinos who have numerous cards belonging to other individuals. Now, currently, this is not illegal unless the cards are stolen or the individual uses a card. Officers have no case against someone who knowingly possesses a cloned credit device. In summary, what will this bill do, Senate Bill 624 do? It will make it illegal to knowingly possess a fraudulently obtained debit or credit card or device. This applies to cloned and replicated cards. For those that you don't know, they can actually program hotel keys and get your credit information and use those just like debit cards and credit cards. So officers will still have to make the case even after this bill's passed and signed. They can't just arrest someone for having another person's credit device with them. And there is no fiscal note for the bill. Actually, anything with a magnetic strip these guys, these criminals are actually using. So with that, Mr. President, I'd be glad to take any questions or anything on Senate Bill 624.
You've heard the motion. The senator from Butler, does any senators desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Polk, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have an amendment.
Send your amendment forward. Senator, would you care to make the motion for the adoption?
Motion for the adoption of the amendment. It has been circulated. Mr. President, can I ask for the waiver of the reading?
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived. And, Senator, would you care to explain your amendment?
Yes, Mr. President. This has to do with a financial institution, such as basically bank robbery. And what this bill makes stealing from a bank, trust company, savings and loan association, or credit union a Class B felony. Class B felony is the same penalty for forcible robbing a bank. There's been some Supreme Court cases where there's been a little question whether if somebody walks in and gives the teller a note, whether that's a armed robbery or whether it's not, or what degree of robbery that is. And this is just clarifying if you go into a financial institution that it would be a Class B felony. And I might add, just for the body's sake, this has been passed out unanimously out of committee, I think on two other occasions, with no objections to this amendment. And so with that, Mr. President, I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Further discussion. Senator from Green, for what purpose do you rise?
Just to speak in favor of the amendment, Mr. President.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. As the Senator from Polk mentioned, this language was voted unanimously, I believe, unanimously out of Judiciary Committee. This does not create a new crime.
This modifies an existing offense. And if I could also speak in favor of the underlying bill, it is also fashioned the same way. So we're modifying an existing offense rather than creating a new crime. Earlier today, Mr. President, I distributed to members the charge code, a copy of the charge code manual that's published by the State Highway Patrol. I've referenced the charge code manual a few times that they were, before we did the criminal code revision, they were running out of space in that. And of course, we're just trying to be mindful of that and our existing IT limitations. So I appreciate the way these were done in such a way that we're not creating something additional, but both the amendment as well as the bill actually modifies existing offenses. And I'll just also point out that this amendment can also be found in the next bill on the formal calendar that we'll take up. So I just want to speak in favor of both the amendment and the bill. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Further discussion on Senate Amendment number one. Senator from the fourth, for what purpose do you rise?
Is this your amendment?
To inquire the senator from,
Senator from Polk, do you yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Senator, I'm sorry, I got sidetracked here. Where are we here? You have an amendment on the senator from Butler's bill?
I do. I don't know if you heard the amendment from the senator from Green was talking about it, but it's been passed out unanimously out of judiciary. Several times it's talking about bank robbery, if you give them a note.
Oh, the bank robbery one? Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
His has to do with credit devices. Your amendment is the bank robbery one?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Yeah. All right, now I know where we are. Thank you.
Yep.
Further discussion? Further discussion on Senate Amendment 1. Seeing none, Senator from Polk, you're recognized to close.
Close.
You have heard the motion from the Senator from Polk for the adoption of Senate Amendment 1. All those in favor shall signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed shall vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment 1 to Senate Bill 624. Further discussion on Senate Bill 624. Further discussion. Senator from Butler, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The Senator from Butler renews his motion that Senate Bill 624 as amended. Be declared, perfected, and ordered printed. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail shall say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary shall say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is declared, perfected, and ordered printed. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just looking around to see if people are wondering what calendar we might be going to now. Mr. President, without objection, we'll go to the order of business of announcements.
The order of business is announcements. Senator from Boone.
We will take up appropriations again tomorrow morning at 8:30, where we will be hearing from Department of Social Services on more information on House Bill 11.
Further announcements. Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your committee on Veterans Affairs and Health is canceled for in the morning because there's about five committee members that are also on appropriations and we need to be in appropriations. So we will take up where we left off next week. Thank you.
Further announcements. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No other business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
The Senator from Cole has moved that the Senate shall stand adjourned under the rules. All those in favor shall signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed shall say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate is adjourned under the rules.